If there was any one man who articulated the anger, the struggle, and the beliefs of African Americans in the 1960s, that man was Malcolm X. His autobiography is now an established classic of modern America, a book that expresses, like none other, the crucial truth about our violent times. A great book, its dead-level honesty, its passion, its exalted purpose will make it stand as a monument to the most painful truth, Truman Nelson, the nation. Extraordinary, a brilliant, painful, important book, The New York Times. This book will have a permanent place in the literature of the Afro-American struggle, I.F. Stone. This book is the result of a unique collaboration between Malcolm X and Alex Haley, whose own search for his African past, inspired by his encounter with Malcolm X, led him to write the celebrated bestseller Roots. www.ballantinebooks.com, USA, $7.99, Canada, $10.99, autobiography, ISBN 0-345-35068-5, 50799-978-0345-350688.
Welcome back to the second portion of episode 7 of The Grand Cast. My guest this evening is Josh Heller, and we're going to get into some mini segments. The first of which is regarding something we spoke about on the first episode, I believe, trying to hire an intern for the podcast.
Yes.
And since that time, I've posted an ad throughout the internet after refining the wording for the post.
Wonderful.
That was over the past couple weeks. And I got a bunch of resumes, and now I have a few interviews lined up starting next week. And I need to get prepared for those interviews.
Absolutely.
So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind giving me some advice on what interview questions I should ask.
Chris. ChrisN.
.org.
.org. Not only do I not mind, not only will I give you some advice, I'd like you to leave this segment with some questions that you can take into that interview.
Excellent.
Do you want to expose some areas of weakness in your interviewing, or do you want to just do some broad-based brainstorming? Should we just BS some questions, just brainstorm?
That's what BS stands for.
BS stands for brainstorming.
Huh. I've been using that wrong for so long.
Huh.
That explains all the confusion.
Sure, sure, sure. So you have some folks. And tell me about what type of people are coming in. I mean, these are young people.
College students.
School, college students. Sure. And they have a journalism or theater tech type of background.
I didn't read all of the resume that they sent in.
Smart. That's not important.
Because I read an article online that said that the correlation between the interview process and having a successful candidate is weak. So I figured if the interview isn't going to have that much of an impact on the outcome, that the candidate themselves shouldn't be judged based on the content of their resume, especially when they're college students, and it's just going to be fluff. So, and probably half of it's lies. And I'm not going to take the time to contact their references. I'm not going to contact their school for a transcript. Like, who's got time for that? I need an intern to do those things, and I need to hire an intern before I can even... It's like a catch 32.
That's correct. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. You're way ahead in the game of where I expected you to be. I thought you would have been wasting your time looking at these resumes, trying to determine people's experience and character from them. And to see that you have just blown past all that,
It makes me feel like you're really going to come out of this with a great intern.
Oh, that's good to hear. Your confidence in me is inspiring myself to feel confidence in myself?
That's right. So you're going to want to get people out of their comfort zone. Because what they teach people in these colleges, they teach them how to brainstorm right in front of you.
And how to be communists.
And, traditionally American universities are way left of center.
They're a stronghold of the liberal elite that are corrupting society. Based on what I've read, my research is various media.
I don't have a problem with any of that. So you're going to want to knock them out of their safe spaces. Okay?
Physically?
No, you're not going to want to touch these kids. That's going to be a problem. So, I think I'd use what you said. They're coming in here with a primarily falsified resume. You should tell them that you have some problems with it. You should say, I know that this resume is brainstormed. You know this resume is brainstormed. And then DPS, DPS?
Damage per second.
Dead Poet Society.
Oh.
Tear it up right in front of them.
Their resume?
Their resume.
I would have to print that out.
You can ask them to bring a printed copy.
I like that.
Okay.
Because toner is not free.
Absolutely not.
Paper is not free.
Not last time I checked.
My budget for this podcast is pretty in the red at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So now they're uncomfortable, right? They're thinking like, wait, what's going on here? This isn't what I was prepared for.
I like that.
Okay. Then you're going to tell them that you need them to take a purity test.
What does that entail?
It means that you need to know that they're going to be loyal to you above God, country, their academic future, themselves.
Huh. In that order? Because you counted them off on your fingers.
Yeah, I counted them off in no particular order.
Oh.
A lot of these people are going to be atheists, so that first one might not even apply.
This generation is so lost. Morally. Would it help to recruit, to filter out for primarily, religious-based colleges? Or are they just as likely to be atheistic or anti-theistic as the public school heathens?
I think you should have a strong preference for people who show a faith, a willingness to follow. Because you're not looking for a leader.
Should I ask for headshots and then look for the T necklace?
No. I think you should just ask about religious and, relationship status right in the interview.
When was the last time you received the Holy Sacrament?
Sure. Yeah.
Too forward.
Yeah. Who's your favorite son of God and why is it Jesus?
Top five popes.
Sure. Yeah, this new pope?
Communist.
Not liking it. Yeah, so.
He's so accepting of others and non-judgmental. I feel like, as a Catholic, he doesn't represent my belief system.
And he's bad for business.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
in what way?
Have you been to the Vatican gift shop recently?
6 months ago, but that was, I didn't spend a lot of time there because I was on a schedule.
Well, let me tell you, it's terrible. Shelves are not stocked properly, okay? Things are in the clearance bin. There's teenagers.
Loitering?
Shoving stuff under their shirt, stealing it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's no law and order, okay? So
what happened to, are they Austrians that are the guard? the people that wear the funny, I shouldn't say funny, that's...
No, it's hilarious. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't be politically correct with the Austrian Vatican Guards.
It's like the gendarme or something. I don't know what they're called.
Gendarme.
With the floppy hats and the... Are those like scimitars? I don't know.
They are scimitars.
Huh.
So you're going to want someone who's religious, preferably Catholic, against the Pope.
Hmm.
Okay? So once you found someone who's a good follower, someone who fears you, you're also going to want someone who you can cut loose with.
Should I make, like, rapid, unexpected movements near them to see if they flinch?
Sure. I mean, hiring an intern is a lot like choosing a hunting dog. You don't want someone who's going to go running off the first time you're blasting quail. Okay? When you blast quail, you need that dog by your side to pull back their quail corpses.
Sometimes they're still alive.
Not if your intern's good enough.
Oh, I like that metaphor.
Right.
Huh. That's a lot of food for thought.
So you're going to want to find your intern's boundaries, right?
Not physical boundaries.
Not physical boundaries, but emotional boundaries.
Let me write this down.
All right. How do you feel about pills?
Oral or...
Okay, that's all I need to know. You're going to want to challenge them to a drinking contest, okay?
Mm.
You're going to want to adjust for weight, you know? If you got a guy who's 6'4", 315, you don't want to go drink to drink with them. If you've got someone smaller, maybe you could.
Are you disparaging my ability to consume alcohol?
Absolutely. Mm. I think you're pathetic, and I don't think that you could outdrink me.
Huh. That sounds like a challenge.
It's absolutely a challenge. I'm challenging you, ChrisN.org, to a drinking contest.
Right now?
No, I have to wake up early in the morning. But maybe that after the Ned Talk.
Like an excuse.
Maybe I'll get an Uber home after I crush you in a drinking contest. But we can talk about that after the show.
Do you want to play Boof 2 Electric Boofaloo tomorrow?
That could be fun. Don't forget that I did call you pathetic, though.
I will never forget that for the rest of my life.
Good. Yeah, write it down.
It's ingrained on my soul.
All right, you might want to write it down too. He's writing it down for the listener.
Not. Stop misleading them.
Do you want to go over more questions, or are you getting ready to move on? It seems like you're getting ready to move
I'm
on.
I'm starting to get upset, so yeah, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Next segment is plug your social media and upcoming events.
Oh, I'm glad this came up because I have a Goodreads. Do you do Goodreads.com? Goodreads.com, yeah. So you're familiar.
It's like book reviews and ratings, right?
That's right, yeah. So you can look at my profile on Goodreads, and you can see what I'm reading, what I've read, what I'm gonna read. So I really want to get the word out there on my Goodreads. I want people to be checking that out. That's a side of me that I want people to know about. Of course, there's Facebook. I've got my personal Facebook.
What's your Goodreads username?
Is it my real name? For the listener, I'm opening up my phone and...
He's stroking it.
Stroking it. I'm opening the phone. Goodreads app and...
App for that?
View profile. I have no friends on Goodreads, so I'd really like to get the word out here. It doesn't show my username there. If I go to settings, signed in as Joshua.
Do you have a Kindle?
You know what? I'm gonna try and link to it on my Facebook. I don't have a Kindle, and I don't know what my username is. But I'll get that out there. So look out for that. You're gonna wanna. Jeez,
oh my goodness.
You're going to want to be eyes open when that comes out.
Did that break?
No.
Okay.
No, all good. Again, I've got my personal Facebook. I've got Beer City Improv's Facebook. Click the little likey button on that. And as soon as you're done there, zoom, zoom, zoom over to the
Mazda website?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. But instead of the Mazda website, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh, three zooms.
Yeah.
Okay. I was triggered after two.
Sure.
I didn't even hear the third one.
Right. You gotta. So.
What was that?
This?
The. Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to show you?
Does it involve touching?
No, it's right
okay.
there.
Okay.
You see?
Yep.
Okay. We don't need to talk about it because you see it and that's all that matters.
Huh.
So zoom, zoom, zoom over to the Plant Parenthood Facebook. You're going to want to like that. And then you'll be getting all my, you know, personal updates, which are very few and far between. But you can...
There's been quite a few for the Grandcast, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think those have come from the BC High and Plant Parenthood ones. No, I think I did maybe even do a personal one. I'm not sure. But that's where you'll get all the updates about funny things that are going on and nonsense and other social media. I think that's it.
Any Plant Parenthood or Beer City performances coming up?
Yeah, so Plant Parenthood has a spot in the Comedy Outlet Monday's Laugh Fest showcase.
Which is free.
It might sell out, so you might need to show up. I'm not sure how competitive seats will be. Usually those shows do pretty well, though. That's on March 13th. Beer City Improv, the Herald Group, also has com shows. We have a show in March and a show
in... Did you just say they have com shows?
Com shows.
Com.
Yeah, Comedy Outlet Monday.
You should make sure to enunciate that, because I was severely agitated for a moment there.
All right. Okay.
A little vowel makes a huge difference.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah, we have shows in March and April. I don't have the dates, but once you like the Facebook pages, you're going to get updates on all that.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to those. Even if they are with an O.
Thus the other show my would social be media plug.
With an O also, but that's... I'm sorry that I'm so adolescent.
Hey, I like you for you. Be the best you that you can be.
That's not the best me, but alcohol impairs my judgment when it comes to words that come out of my mouth.
Speaking of alcohol, should we update the listeners?
Yeah.
You have a fancy drink that we're sharing.
This was a Christmas gift. It's an Alaskan Pilot Series Smash Galaxy, and the A in Smash is small. And it's a double IPA, single malt and single hop, SMASH, IPA. Does it say what kind of hops? No, they didn't disclose what the hop and malt was, but very tasty,
yeah,
I think.
It's really quite tasty. I have a little glass because it's 9.5%. And I got to make 8.5. It home tonight. 8.5. Okay, well, that's not quite as bad, but still. But it's pretty great.
Yeah, very crisp. Not overpoweringly boozy, not overpoweringly hoppy or bitter. It's nice.
100% agreement.
I would drink that again
in a
heartbeat.
In a New York minute.
Is that greater than or less than a heartbeat?
It's greater than a heartbeat.
If you had to express a New York minute in a quantity of heartbeats, based on the average number of heartbeats per minute for 30 to 40-year-old white males, approximately how many would that be?
About 15 heartbeats.
15?
That's how fast it moves in the city.
Okay. Next segment is called Read Me a Mystery Letter.
Ooh.
So if you could please read me a mystery letter.
Do I need to provide the mystery letter?
You don't have one?
I don't.
Oh, let me see. Oh.
He's looking through his papers. Oh, I found one.
I happen to have a mystery letter for you.
What a carefully prepared prompt.
Right here.
Okay, so I've been handed an envelope. It says, to Joshua D. Heller. That's me. And it says, to be read aloud during Grandcast. That's right now. I guess I should open it up.
Yes, and I would like to issue a disclaimer at this point in time that I am not the author of this letter. I am completely unaware of the contents of this letter, and I do not bear any responsibility for whatever is about to occur.
Well, who wouldn't be excited based on that information? So this is sealed with saliva, just so that's clear.
Is it still moist?
It's not moist, but I know when an envelope's been sealed with saliva. Is the mic picking this up?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I hope it is. So I've opened it up, and this is a lined paper here.
Is that college rule?
Okay.
I think it's the other side first.
The other side first?
Maybe.
Based
on how it's folded.
Joshu, I love you. Best of luck on the Grandcast tonight. Flip this page over and read aloud, ...
Two dots.
Two dots.
Huh.
Tammy. Tammy is a affectionate name for Tom Hunt. It says, I'm not sure if this is a poem or a limerick. I'm not sure. It says, my name Joshy. Bite my shite forever. I'm a proper fucking dafty. Me likey chicky fingies. Communism is only a good idea on paper. Then parenthetically, good luck with this one. And then a man's middle finger raised hand has been traced on the page to tell the reader, fuck you.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
I thought that could have been worse.
It definitely could have been far worse. Did you wish to comment on that at all? Or
I love you too, Tammy.
That's nice. All right. The next segment is called Guess My Number.
Can I get some more information on this segment? Because, you know, I'm a longtime listener.
Yes.
Has it been the same number the whole time?
Huh.
Like, if Ryan said 69 and you said no, do I know it's not 69?
Yes.
So it has been the same number the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just thinking on whether or not I wanted to disclose that. But yes.
I think it's only fair given the vast odds that we're against. So it's the numbers 1 to 1 million.
Yes, greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million, and it is a whole number.
Okay, and it's a whole number.
No fractions.
And then is there some verification? You have a lockbox somewhere at a bank downtown. You go to the teller, you show your ID, you're taken into the safety deposit area. You turn your key, you pull it out, you put it on the table, and then she says, would you like to be alone? You say yes, and then you open it up, and the number's there. Is there something like that?
No.
Okay. You just know the number in your head.
Yes, and you have to trust me. And you could be closer to your microphone.
Okay. I'm going to send out a message to all future guests of the Grandcast. The only way that we're going to get this is to brute force it. So I will choose the number 1.
Is that your final answer?
100% final answer.
Incorrect. All right. The next segment is called Flip a Coin. So I'm going to flip a coin into the air. I'm going to catch said coin as it is flipping and then slap it onto my hand like so. And you need to call it in the air.
Okay. And one side of this coin is different from the other?
Yeah. Well, presumably. Do you have a coin that we could flip? Or that's a lot of coins.
It's about $1.70
Do you wear a belt? Like, how do your pants stay up?
I do wear a belt. It's made of vegan leather.
What is vegan leather? I'm going to take the top one here. It appears to be a quarter, an American quarter from 1989, minted in Philadelphia. standard issue quarter. One side is George Washington. The other side is an eagle. E pluribus unum, which is Latin for...
Shake it, don't break it.
Shake it, don't break it. All right, so let's flip this bitch. You ready? You're going to call it in the air?
I'm going to call it in the air.
All right, here we go.
Heads. Enough said.
Next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... dot, dot, dot. Oh, shit. I did this ahead of time. I'm sorry. Let me correct that. Cross these off. Improvise an ad for... dot, dot, veganism. Even though it said veganism is not a word in the dictionary, I...
Which dictionary?
LibreOffice, which is a free...
Oh, that's not a dictionary. Source. That's just a collection of words that are used by a spell checker.
Isn't that called a dictionary?
It is called a dictionary, but I think you understand the distinction I'm making. If you were to purchase one of the classic published dictionaries, it would contain this word.
A classic? Like the 1875 Webster dictionary?
A modern edition of a classic brand.
Oh. I'll take your word for it.
Thank you.
And I would like for you to please improvise an audio ad, such as you might hear on a radio, promoting the concept of veganism.
Hi, this is Josh Heller, Grand Rapids Morrissey, and I'm here to talk about veganism. A lot of you out there eat food, but did you know that some of your food comes at the cost of an animal's life? Well, it does, but it doesn't have to. There's an alternative. And that alternative's name is veganism. Veganism? What's that? Calm down, I'll explain it. Veganism is a lifestyle that seeks to reduce harm. One of the ways it does so is by choosing not to eat animal products. Like meat? Yes, like meat. Even fish? You idiot, fish are animals. What about, like... milk and eggs? Really? Really? You need to eat milk and eggs? What are you, a baby cow? Or a distressed chicken? It's unnecessary. It's kind of gross, too, if you think about it. If you think about food production, it's mostly icky. Most of the ickiest parts of it come from animals. So, you know, maybe you just try it. Maybe you can't do it full-time. That's okay. You know, do what you can. Make the best of it. Make the world the best world you can make it. Maybe with veganism. Veganism.
Thank you. And the next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... dot, dot, Planned Parenthood. And I would like for you to please... improvise an audio ad, such as you might hear on a radio, for your improv comedy troupe, Planned Parenthood.
I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know what their ads sound like. Is there anything specific you'd like included in that? Like maybe more zany sound effects?
Whatever you feel fits the target demographic for the people that you would like to attend a Planned Parenthood show.
Sure. Hey, everybody out there. Yakety Sax, more like Yakety Laughs. That's what you'll be saying if you come out to March 13th's Planned Parenthood show. They're playing with a lot of other great comedians at COM, a acronym that stands for Comedy Outlet Mondays. So if you've got $5, save it, because the show's free. Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Thank you. And I'm gonna give you your quarterback now. I almost forgot about that. It was sitting here at the table. I was gonna keep it.
When I counted out my drawer at the end of the night, that would have been a problem.
You might have gotten written up for that.
I would have had to pay it back out of my own pocket.
You got enough quarters in there for your... The next segment is called Affirmation. Josh, oh, he's standing. You are a very welcoming and inclusive person, and you're very motivated as a driving factor in growing comedy and participation in comedy in Grand Rapids, and I really appreciate those things about you.
Thank you.
Next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment in which you pontificate on something that you remember fondly from your childhood. Please.
Sure. You know, what I remember from my childhood is watching network TV. And that means watching a lot of kids shows, a lot of cartoons. It also means watching a lot of sitcoms. And then a little bit later, it meant watching a lot of Nick at Night. I don't know if kids watched cable a generation before my generation, but it was awesome. It was like I was just constantly being entertained, and there was always TV on. And I didn't like most things. I wasn't like a sporto. I wasn't like a Million Friends kid. I love TV. That's what I remember.
Thanks for sharing. Why was that funny?
Sometimes I just enjoy you, Chris.
I will appreciate that for what it is. Even if I don't understand it.
We're just enjoying the silence.
It was a nice one until... That's all right.
Bluetooth is in pairing mode.
Doo-doo! Do you ever like expect your phone to start ringing? Like you have an incoming call and that's what parts
yes.
the...
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The final segment of the second portion of the podcast. It's called Just the Tip. And I would like for you to please... Oh, that one surprised Ryan because he hadn't listened to any of the second portions of the podcast.
I know, I listened.
Oh, yeah. Really? I should have played along and seen how far I could go. Maybe not. Well, explore my own boundaries, I suppose.
Maybe do it in a private setting, though.
Not where we are?
Yeah, maybe not on a program that you're going to make available to the public.
I could delete this like so fast.
I know, but you'd be giving up so much good stuff.
I would.
Like the time I talked about how I like to watch TV... Or the time I talked about my Nat Geo subscrib. I mean...
We got a lot of details on that.
Abso.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to lose that. You're right.
Do you want to explain the segment, or do you want me to just give a tip?
Please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
So, unsurprisingly, I don't feel in a position to give people advice, but... given the position I'm in here on the show, I'm going to.
There's always people with less experience that can benefit from the mistakes that you've made or the successes that you've had.
I guess I just have imposter syndrome, like Hitler. I feel like Hitler when we talk about this. I guess what I would say is try and love the work. If you feel like you're practicing or studying or researching just to get to the performance or just to get to some next thing that you think will make you happy, try and reposition it where the whole process makes you happy. Because if you love practicing and you love learning and you love the people, that's a little more reliable and that will get you through the tough times. So love the work.
Great advice. Thank you for sharing that with Tom and I and whoever else might be out there. The silent majority? Is that?
Not in this case, but sure.
Oh.
Not yet.
Maybe. Not. Maybe so. At some point in time in the future, that might be true.
Do you want to give a verbal credit to the producers of the music that you use?
I don't know who it is.
Okay, then just hit the button.
If you go on to the No Copyright Sounds YouTube channel and listen to all their music, you'll find those two songs at some point in their library of music.
Does their Creative Commons license require attribution?
I don't know.
You are almost certainly breaking the copyright. Why not just play
There's a copyright.
Led Zeppelin song?
It's no copyright. I don't know. It's easier if you don't think about it.
Then I won't.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, Josh. It was a pleasure, as always. I'll see you tomorrow. Tom, I'll see you probably Monday. All right. Good night. Or good day. Damn it. I should have cut off there. Now I'm just rambling. I'm not good at goodbyes.
Let's do another segment. What do we have to look forward to in future episodes of the Grandcast?
I don't know. I don't know who's on next week. It's all spur of the moment. Usually I'll talk to somebody on Monday who's at Calm. We got Sean Francis coming up sometime soon. That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
He's Sean's an interesting person. You should really try and break him down.
Like cause him to break down?
Yeah, you should take him apart piece by piece, like smashing a brick wall with a sledgehammer.
Like the Pink Floyd song.
Not familiar with Floyd, someone?
It's an album by Bob Dylan where every song is entitled whatever the presumed song title is, and then appended to that is by Pink Floyd. And one of them is The Wall by Pink Floyd by Bob Dylan. And it's about smashing down walls.
I do know that one.
It takes place in a post-Trump future after the Great Wall of America,
China,
has been constructed. After the collapse of society occurs. When we're sure. Sort of a Mad Max.
Absolutely.
But better accents.
Much.
Yeah. Not as much sand.
Less sand is better sand.
Yeah. And then people tear down the wall.
You're my wonderwall.
After all.
Today was gonna be the day that you break down America's wall. By now, you should have somehow realized the wall was gonna fall. I can't believe you don't check attribution when you use license-free content. Chrisen.org.
Chrisen.org is not affiliated with any copyright usage in any productions you might have heard. Thanks for listening.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you. Into the night, I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true.